Crossing the Ford by Hendrik Vogt. This monumental landscape, which belonged to the Comtesse d'Albany before coming into Fabre's hands, is a rare painting by Vogt, an important Dutch landscape painter. He belonged to the cosmopolitan colony of artists living in Rome at the end of the 18th century. Hendrik Vogt arrived in Italy in 1788 and remained there until his death, drawing scenes in the Roman countryside from life and composing landscapes from them in his studio. At the time when he painted this picture, his work represented a successful synthesis of the traditions of the Frenchman Claude Lorrain, working in the early 17th century, and the Dutch Italianists Herman van Swanderveldt, Klaus Berkem, and Jan Asselijn. The evening light, the balanced and tranquil play of vertical and horizontal lines, offer a homage by Vogt, known as the Dutch Claude, to his inspiration. He uses a more enveloping light than Claude, bringing out all the colours in the landscape, admirably rendered even in the softened lines of its forms, such as the watchtower on the hill in the middle ground. The fullness and picturesque play of different planes shows he had also studied Swanveldt. Here, he gives the trees a power and a presence, testifying to his interest in Dutch naturalism in the manner of Jacob van Rijsdael. This majestic landscape, classically composed, serves as the setting for a pastoral scene inspired by Berkem and Asselijn, painters of numerous herds crossing fords. His Latium shepherds are dressed in traditional costume, with a flat headdress for the women, and have a strong and stocky build, unlike the rather mannerist grace of Berkem's figures. A remarkable animal painter in the tradition of Paulus Potter, his well-observed cattle have the tapering horns typical of the Roman Campagna.